Breaking news. The vault is open and the fright reels have escaped. With your hosts, the Jims. Sit back and put on that raincoat because it's going to get bloody.
Bloody awful if you ask me.
It's alive!
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
You can't kill the boogeyman.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
I want to play a game.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
This is my boomstick!
Do not be threatened by a walking meatloaf.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
The box. You opened it. We came.
Come and play with us, Danny. Forever. And ever.
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Fright me.
Hello, everybody. It's time to talk about The Witch.
The Witch.
I fucking love that
movie. Must be the season of the witch.
Good. What year? Give us a little breakdown for like an introduction.
Well, I don't have the year.
We're here to talk about 1927's The Witch. You really don't have the year?
I don't have the year.
Fuck, man.
No, I failed that one. It was a $4 million budget.
Is that right?
Yes. Which is small for that.
2015.
Okay.
Set in 1630 New England. All right, so let's start this right at the beginning. We're talking about 2015's The Witch. First movie by Robert Eggers.
Yep.
Written, directed, everything from him, right?
Yes.
God damn, it's fucking good, dude. What a first effort. I love that movie.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite most recent movies.
I tell everybody.
When I say recent, less than 10 years.
Well, I tell everybody it's my favorite movie of the 21st century.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in the last 24 years, there's not a movie came out that I liked more.
Not even Hereditary.
I love Hereditary. Hereditary is probably number two. Meh, maybe. Yeah, it's probably number two. It's probably my second favorite horror movie of this century. But The Witch is just so goddamn good, man. It's such a rare thing that you don't, and I tell a lot of people that too when I try to explain to people. I'm like, essentially it's a period pick that happens to have a witch in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a scary period pick, but it's Academy Award sets and Academy Award level acting and Academy Award level script and Academy. Everything is like next level, big Hollywood style, but with pretty much unknowns, which makes it all the better.
Yeah.
Do you buy into that?
Yeah.
Unknowns work better?
Yes.
I do too, man. I mean, as soon as you had Samuel L. Jackson in Star Wars, you weren't watching Star Wars.
No.
You were watching Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
The thing that made the first, you know, the original so good is nobody knew anybody. They were just nobody.
And the sets were all made by hand. Everything was made authentically.
On The Witch?
On The Witch, yes.
I'm telling you, man, it's just so good. It's so real. I remember, too, the first couple of trailers that I saw about it where it said stuff like, you know, we're seeing something that it feels like you're not supposed to see or something like that. They said in the trailer, or we're watching something it feels like you're not supposed to see. They're fucking right. It feels like you're intimately in the goings on in this family, man.
Yeah, it was very personal. You could tell, like, it's.
You mean especially when the little boy was looking at his sister's boobs?
Yes, he was.
Caleb and Thomason.
Yep.
I tell people too, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I'll often tell people who are watching it for the first time that subtitles help. I mean, it is in English.
But it's Jacobian English.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
All right. I was going to say Old English. You're right. It's Jacobian English. And it, after the first viewing and the first one or two, you can flow with it just fine. But that first time through, man, you really got to kind of really lock in to figure out what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah, even the beginning in that little trial of him getting booted.
I love that, dude. And that's so great because he's essentially getting booted because he's like, look, we came here to worship Jesus. You all are a fucking bunch of liars.
Yeah.
And you don't worship good enough. Fuck you. I'm leaving. Right. You know, we said we were coming here for Jesus. You're here for other bullshit. I'm going to go find Jesus out in the woods.
Yeah, I don't even believe in Jeebus.
Unfortunately, there was a witch in those woods.
No. Oh, save me, Jeebus!
And they all believe they're sinners, and you know the Puritan life was just, you know.
Dude, there's just no happiness in their life at all.
No.
Basically, that mindset is you suffer until you die, then the reward is death.
Yeah.
You know, is heaven, that you'll be happy then. There's no reason for you to be happy now. God doesn't want you to be happy. If you're happy, you're not doing your fucking job. God doesn't like happy people.
No.
You know who does?
Who?
Satan.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
He does.
Satan will not want you to be happy, Jim.
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
Yes, I wouldst.
wouldst.
Yes, I wouldst. Yeah, it's just a drag, man. All right, so I guess we have to have this conversation again. Are we planning on spoiling this movie?
Yeah.
There's almost no way to talk about it without... I mean, we could. We could get right up to the ending and then... But I don't... I mean...
Yeah, that you can't. Yeah.
Oh, it's so great. But, all right, so let's get back to the beginning. I'm getting way ahead of myself because I'm really excited because I really, really love this movie, man. Is that the first movie for your girlfriend?
And Taylor-Joy?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is it Taylor-Joy or Joy Taylor?
You might be...
I don't know. I always get it wrong. It's too many fucking stupid names.
And a Taylor Joy.
Like the chick that played Hit Girl. How many goddamn names does she have? Chloe Mortz some shit. Makes it so difficult.
Yeah, it's Anya Taylor Joy.
Can we just call her Anya?
Anya.
Yeah, she's brilliant in that movie, man. Actually, all the kids are.
Yes. I mean, even the boy.
Caleb.
The scene with him dying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's really exceptionally good in that scene. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder, we didn't look up how old he is, the actor, or did we?
Yeah, we did. He was he 13 or something?
But playing like 10,
yeah.
And she was like 18 playing 14.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, they look like kids.
Sure.
She certainly looked like she was 14.
She's in Furiosa, it still looks like a kid.
Yeah. She's, did I tell you my theory on her?
No.
So she
the
is
alien.
Yeah, I think that she's what the if aliens have models, that's what they would look like. Yeah. She looks like an alien model.
Yeah, her eyes are just slightly far apart.
Yeah, and her everything about
very,
her
very pretty. I mean,
even the way she like moves.
Yeah,
she's very alien. No, she's great. She's gorgeous, but she's also unbelievably good actor, man. The obviously the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
That locked in that shit right there.
Her and Split. I noticed her in that.
I can't steal a life for too long, or he'll know and get angry, etc.
You're right.
Very good in that.
You're right. We got to go back one. It was Split for sure. Where it was like, let's say that this movie started. Split raised an eyebrow or two. We were like, what the fuck is this girl the real deal? Then she sealed it with Queen's Gambit, man.
Yeah.
She locked herself in for good.
Yeah.
And
the menu that was really
that was really good. Did you see the one about Soho or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucking cool. Yep. She played an interesting part in that. That's a good movie. All right, but you know what's a better movie? The fucking Witch. So he says, you know what? Fuck you guys. And they're like, hey, you don't say fuck you to us.
Right.
We're in charge. You got to bow to us. And he's like, fuck that noise. I bow to Jesus. And they're like, well, then do you want to leave? And he was like, I'd be happy to leave.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. And it's funny. He's the only one that looks happy, though, because his kids do not look happy about him saying,
right.
You know, what do they ask him? Something fucking stupid. Like, would you be without the benefits of the colony then
plantation.
Shit like that? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you, dude. Didn't take him long to build a cabin, though.
No, they obviously jumped ahead a year or something.
Yeah. I mean, dude, probably weeks. They couldn't have slept outside for a year.
Well, true. But they did show them, like, camping, you know, on the way.
Yeah, but I mean, when they got there.
Then they prayed over the land.
The kingdom of God. Yeah, they prayed, and, oh, man, they prayed that, babe.
Duh.
All the praying didn't help, man. Well, that's the thing, too. I always tell people, I'm like, you know, they go out to the woods. I'm like, there happens to be a witch in the woods. And not like a 90s Catholic schoolgirl outfit witch.
Blessed be.
No.
And not like a freaking hocus pocus fun witch. God. It's a bathe in baby's blood so it's... you can fly and to seal your fucking name into his book.
The traditional old folklore witch.
Real yes. witch, man. Did you ever see Haxan?
Yes.
And they talk about that basically they sealed it by kissing his ass.
All the witches had to show their respect for Satan by kissing his ass.
They had to kiss the devil's ass and sign his book, and they sealed it with a kiss.
Which, I mean, it's...
Do you like her better when she's at first, or do you like her better when she's young, the witch?
Young?
I don't know, man.
Oh, come on.
Dude, she was pretty Agatha Christie going on.
Sores all over her body. So she had to, you know.
Yeah, that's a witch.
No.
Yeah. That's a real witch style there.
That's just, she just looks like she smells.
Yeah, she smells like brimstone and devil dick. Okay, so they get there and they're trying to get their old day going. And so you've got the oldest, Thomason. You've got Caleb.
Thomason, that's the girl, and it's kind of it's an odd name back then, but the Thomas, you know, and then the sin at the end.
It's always. I think if it's S-O-N, it's a boy, and if it's S-I-N, it's a girl.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I don't know. Who the fuck knows what the hell I'm talking about? So anyway, there's the oldest kid, she, Anya, is Thomason, the boy, Caleb, the twins, Mercy, and whatever the little boy's name is.
Asshole kids.
Those kids fucking suck, man.
There was a scene that
they're the problem.
Yeah, there was a scene that they had them tied up on the fence.
They had them tied up on ropes. It's like when you go to Cedar Point, you see people with their kid on a leash.
Yeah,
but these kids needed it.
Yeah.
And then there's a little baby. He's got a big part in the movie.
Well, yeah.
For about a minute. He's got about 96 seconds of on-screen time until he's being muddled.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They almost showed her killing the baby. And then
they show her muddling him.
They show him just mashing up the fat. So the folklore with that, the baby, baby fat, and this baby was probably not baptized. And when you're unbaptized, they use that baby.
It definitely wasn't. They say it in the movie.
Right. They do say something about that. So that's how they make the ointment for different things. Obviously to make her young and then also to fly.
Because in this one, she muddles him, takes the goo and rubs it directly on the broomstick, hops on that thing and starts flying. First 10 minutes in the movie, dude.
You've got
a baby murder and a flying witch.
There's a whole thing with the broomstick, with flying witches on broomsticks. And it goes way back to they used hallucinogenics.
I've heard that.
Because they used a lot of rye back then. So there's a lot of fungus that forms in rye if you leave it. And they used that and rubbed it on the thing. And actually, they wrote it by... It absorbs in their vagina faster, and that's how they would
do that. That was another reason everybody hated the witches, is because it was some amount, I think, of like, you know, female sexual freedom, or at least, you know, sort of sexuality at all, which they did not want. It was basically like the countries now where they like forcibly castrate women so they won't be looking at other men, you know, and that's the way that Christianity was back then, essentially. They didn't want women to be sexual at all. And another thing is they'd catch them dancing naked out in the woods.
Yeah.
That's it. That's enough. Kill that chick. She can't be doing that.
Right.
That's horseshit, man. I say more than dancing naked women in the woods is fine for humanity.
Right.
Not to mention, let them do whatever they want. Who cares?
I think it was their escape.
I also think more murdering babies.
Yeah.
Let's muddle some more babies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking great. Okay, so, all right. So, enough of my stupid horseshit. You are an idiot. All right, so, we've muddled a baby now. Who, by the way, was under Thomason's care?
Yes.
She was babysitting. So, that's immediately an issue with the mom and the daughter. Right. And moms and daughters always have issues anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
That's not me, right? There's weird things with moms and daughters. I don't want to get into that right now.
No.
I don't want to even put my male version of what that could or couldn't be into the equation. It has nothing to do with me. But there is a thing. And that thing is even, you know, a bigger wedge has been put between the mother and the daughter because the baby got stolen in the daughter's care.
And she's getting to the age where she's becoming a woman.
Yeah.
And so she was very, you know.
She's trying to get a little more, be more of a woman, be a little more independent. And as far as the parents are concerned, time for you to go.
Yeah.
That's another mouth to feed, man. They're going to sell her off to the first plantation that needs a, you know, a caretaker.
Yeah.
She's 13 or 14. She's a woman. Get her out of here. And yeah, so that was rough. And then I remember Caleb, when he was hunting with his dad,
yeah,
he started freaking out about the baby going to hell.
Yeah, and he thought he's going to go to hell, you know. And
yeah, am I going to go to hell if I don't confess my sins? Is my little brother in hell because he wasn't baptized? And it's, man, that's a lot. I mean, dude, I was raised Catholic, man. I mean, obviously I wasn't raised Puritan. But it's a lot to handle when you're a kid, man. I was afraid of a bunch of that stuff because it. I was afraid. I remember, right, short story. I got a story for every show. It's some stupid fucking story about me, but this is relevant. I got hit by a car when I was like 7, right? Mm. And I got put in an ambulance. I got taken to the hospital. And I had visions of the devil the whole time. My little hallucinations or whatever, because I was 7 years old. I was just going through like first communion shit. And I was so afraid of the fucking devil that anything bad to me. And so I'm thinking for Caleb at that level, you know, like you said, everything about their life is Christianity.
Right.
And his brother dies. He thinks he's going to hell. If he hasn't confessed, is he going to hell? Was his brother taken because God's mad at him? Ah, poor kid, man.
It was all control. This is my personal opinion. It's just all this is control.
It is. I mean, and I think it would have felt better if I'd have coughed up an apple like Caleb did. No, it's definitely control, but there's another road we don't have to go down.
No, that's
deciding about how fucked up religion is in general. But in this movie in particular, and obviously, even people who are religious now can recognize how jacked up religion was back in Puritan times because we were killing people for not agreeing with us. Now, that being said, they went out in the woods, he and his dad, to look and see if they could find the baby, right?
Yep.
They didn't find him.
No.
And they basically had to give up because he was like, at this point, if a wolf hasn't gotten to him, the elements would, and he's just dead. We got to stop looking.
So when she was taking care of the baby, you know, she's playing peekaboo, and all of a sudden the baby's gone. And that witch was fast somehow. Yep. I mean, that was
very fast.
Yeah.
That's a cool scene. It's even in the, that's basically the only reveal on the trailer.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's a great reveal. Except you do see her kind of sexy leg peeking out of the witch's cabin.
Oh, right.
Which is funny because when Caleb goes back into the woods by himself.
Yeah, she's young.
She's young and sexy, and he's obviously starting to become bonerific because he was looking at his sister's boobs and stuff. I mean, he's 12 or 13, you know, and it's we keep talking about that scene for those of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about. At some point, the two of them are like drawing water or something, and she just kind of catches him peek down her top, her shirt. It's just what happens. That's what boys do.
Well, after the baby was gone, she's distraught, sleeping, and he's kind of looking at her.
Oh, and then also, oh man, there's just so much to dissect in this movie. All right, so anyway, then the two little brat kids are fucking around.
Little asshole.
Oh, they're the worst, dude. And then she's teasing them, like saying, yeah, I'm the witch of the woods.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the witch. And they start playing that shit off to their parents like it's for real.
Yep.
And that's all it took back then. I accuse, you know, the Goody Palmer of being a witch. And then that's it. There's no defending yourself.
Right.
And so they accused their sister. Then when she was denying it, they were mocking her and like doing, which was really interesting because I don't know how much you know about the real Salem witch trials. I assume you know quite a bit.
Yep.
But they were doing that same thing. the girls that were all in on it, they were like mimicking each other, and like whoever was hurt, and there were like in the trial, somebody would say, oh, there she is, and all the other girls would do it.
Yeah.
And that's what the little fucking twins were doing, dude.
Yeah, the little hive mind thing that you got going on.
Man, her dad wasn't fucking around.
No.
He grabbed her. He's like, on your fucking knees. You know, I'm not going to have a witch in this house. You know, and there's just no way to prove it, man. You cannot prove your, you can't talk yourself out of them thinking you're a witch.
No. I mean, even back then, the silly superstition, oh, you have a mark on you, the witch's mark.
Right. You know. Oh, yeah. It wasn't that convenient, too. So, like, the old men that, like, run the thing have to inspect this 15-year-old girl's body every inch to make sure that there's not a devil's mark. Yeah. God damn it, dude. That shit's so fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way. All right. Well, yeah, there's just no talking your fucking way out of it, dude. So you're a witch. And guess what? That's it. You know, it's kind of like that with cancel culture right now.
It, yeah, I was about to say, it's similar now.
Yeah, I don't you like say that.
Some, accuse somebody of something. And
I mean, obviously, they're not drowning people, but they're
booted off social media.
They're ruining their lives to some extent. I remember my dad sort of talking about witchcraft and, you know, the Crucible and the Salem witch trials and all that shit when I was a kid. And it always bothered me, the one thing he said. He was like, they would basically tie these women to a chair and dunk them under the water. Mm-hmm. And if they float, they're a witch, so they burn them. And if they drown, they're not a witch, and they go to heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you die no matter what? There's no way around it?
Just flip a coin.
Yeah. And that, you know, that you know that a lot of that Salem witch trials was a land grab? Did you know that?
Yeah, I read
that. A lot of it was like over land borders, and then they could kill them and take their land. And
it's always money and power. It's always that.
I know. And poor, what's the dad's name? I can't remember.
Dad. I know the mom was Catherine.
Well, the poor father really believed. You know what I mean? He didn't have an ounce of corruption. Not like the townspeople did, or like the magistrate, or even like, you know, anything. That guy was legit trying to do the right thing for Jesus, for the name of God, for his family. And he just could not fucking win, man.
Yeah, they kept showing him leading prayer and all the, you know, the scenes they were praying. And
yeah, although he did fucking trade his wife's cup and lied about it. Traded that cup, dude. Can't be lying. And that actually also got Thomason and the mom in trouble, because the mom was accusing Thomason of stealing the cup.
Oh, right.
And the dad didn't speak up and defend her right away. By the time he did, it was way too late.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. All right. So anyway, we're all over the place on this fucking review. I hope you guys have seen this. So essentially, where are we, man? They stole the baby, and they think that there's probably a witch in the woods. And now they suspect that either Thomason is the witch all along, or she's one of the witches, that there's one in the woods and she's part of it. No matter what, she's corrupt.
Right.
Except the dad, I don't think, fully believes it. I think the dad wants her to be okay. He wants to prove her innocence.
Because he sees the mom as being irrational with...
She's lost her shit when the baby... Well, when the baby died, she was crying day and night. And actually, that's what Caleb said. He heard the mom praying about the baby being in hell. That's why Caleb was fucked up about it. So anyway, so he's trying to help. Then Caleb decides he's going to... I don't know what he went out to the woods alone for, man.
Was he going to find
a witch? Was he going to get food for the family?
Yeah, he went with Thomason, and she was on a horse.
Right. And the horse bucked her,
and he took off to chase the rabbit.
Oh, and the dog.
Yeah, and the dog.
And then he found the fucking witch. So then Thomason comes back without another brother.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So the witch is young now. He's at the doorstep. She kisses him.
Yeah.
In a weird kind of thing.
Then he shows back up in the rain, naked.
Yep.
So
obviously she did something wrong.
Then he goes through that whole scene, like you said, dude. That scene's intense, man. I'd be interested to watch that scene again and see how much dialogue is edited and how much of it is one long monologue. Because a lot of that is a pretty still...
It was just like in the Lighthouse.
Right. But you got two seasoned actors. This kid's fucking 13.
Yeah.
And just rattling this shit off, man. Intensely too.
Like scriptures and just different stuff.
And like possessed babbling. And it was really good, man. That scene's great. And then, don't they take an apple or something out of his mouth?
Yeah, he
something weird. He coughs up.
Yep.
And then, oh man, dude, I feel so bad for that family. I love though when she thinks she's breastfeeding the mom,
right?
And it's like the raven or the crow or whatever is just pecking at her nipples.
Yeah, and blood.
And she's sitting there, kind of smiling and laughing, and that thing's cawing at her and biting her. But in her imagination, she's breastfeeding her dead baby. And oh my god.
So while Caleb's throwing this fit, writhing on the floor, the two asshole kids are in the corner doing the same
thing. They're mimicking. That's what I was saying. Yeah, just like on the old trials. Yeah. They're doing it, and they're acting like it's Thomason's making them do it.
Yeah.
Dude, how happy were you to see their fucking bodies all over the goddamn yard?
Well, I mean.
Now, mind you, mm-hmm. it's all right to say it, Jim. It's okay. Mind you, those little fuckers are also this entire time talking to the goat.
Black Phillip Sif, you are wicked.
Does he really speak to thee?
Yeah, doing nursery rhymes, running, chasing it, teasing it.
There's more than one goat in this family. Yeah. There's more than one piece of livestock. There's lots of goats.
Yeah.
But this big fucking black fucker with the horns, and they never really explain where it came from. I think they got him in the wild, like he showed up where they were living. I think there was one little line that alluded to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Satan.
Right. And then the kids, the two little fucking twins, are talking to it in its ear. They're singing nursery rhymes about it. And it's funny because now, knowing what I know and the more I go back and look at it, they're always talking about him.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, they're just in the background and you just ignore them because you're watching the main scene. But if you pay attention, they are always fucking talking about Black Phillip.
Right. That's his name, by the way. Black Phillip.
Yeah, the goat. I love that guy.
So there's also Blake's Hard Cider, a company that makes alcoholic beverages. They have a Black Phillip Hard Cider.
Mmm. Sounds evil.
Yeah.
Is it evil? Have you had it?
No, you can't get it around here and you can't ship it. They said they're sold out.
It should be filled with like...
Even still.
It should be filled with like ghost pepper sauce and not let anybody know. So when you go to drink it, it burns like the pits of hell.
It's blood orange and cranberry.
That's fucking stupid. First of all, it should be black.
Well.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it poured out black? Yeah. I've never drank a black liquid, have you?
No, well, I mean, you drank Guinness.
Yeah, but that's blackish. It's really dark brown.
A lot of
and it's foamy.
Yeah.
I guess Guinness would count. I think you're right there. But man, I sure would like to have a Black Phillip. I wonder if he pees black. Oh no. He peed or it wasn't pee, it was she was milking him and it was blood that came out.
That's right. And that made him, you know, look, oh, witch, you know.
Yeah, everything's a witch with her. It's really those fucking kids.
Yeah. Maybe they were evil.
Yeah, well, they got fucking gouged. Or I don't know how they got killed.
Yeah, they never showed that.
I know how the dad got killed.
Yep.
Fucking Black Phillip gouged him.
Yep.
And rammed him into that thing of wood. That's another thing. That life back then. How much of it was chopping fucking wood, dude?
That'd be half your day.
18 hours a day? Jesus Christ. That's all he was doing. But if you think about it, they needed it for everything.
Yep.
You needed it to stay warm. You needed it to cook your food. You needed it to build shit. I mean, you were constantly... And I mean, that's another tip of the hat to this movie is they got stuff like that right. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. spending a good, good portion of his time chopping wood, which is accurate, I think. Better than chopping broccoli.
Yeah.
Chopping broccoli!
But yeah, so he... What's the word for when they... You get horned by someone. Gorged? Or?
Gorged, yeah.
That's not right, is
it? Gored.
Gored?
Yeah.
Well, they gored him right into the fucking
for sure.
Wood pile, and it was gory. How'd the mom die?
Thomason stabbed her.
Oh, yeah, because she came after Thomason, and then Thomason had to kill her.
And, like, not hesitate. She, you know.
Yeah, she went berserk. Yeah. And, that reminded me a little bit of the girl in Nightmare on Elm Street with the trowel that killed her mom in the basement. Or not Nightmare on Elm Street, Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The old black and white one?
Yep.
I always thought that mom in the basement was dishy.
Yeah.
And her husband was a bald asshole.
Right.
Well, we got a good spot down here. You want us to come upstairs? That guy was a fucking idiot.
Right.
But she was real dishy. She looked a lot to me like Helen Crump from Andy Griffith. Do you remember Helen, Andy's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Who was a teacher. She was real dishy.
Yeah.
She's remained. She might even still be alive. I just looked her up not long ago, but she was one of those women that just looked beautiful into like her 80s. I mean, she just was always striking looking. Anyway, doesn't matter because now everybody's dead but Thomason.
So, they had locked everybody up in the barn, the kids.
Including Thomason.
And that's where she saw the blood with the goat.
Yeah, and then they wake up the next morning. They come outside. The twins are fucking dead.
Yeah.
Was Caleb already dead?
Yeah.
And there's Thomason just standing there.
Yep.
And so they got to think she did it. But she didn't because Black Phillip So the mom attacks Thomason. Thomason defends herself. The goat. Black Phillip attacks dad, kills him. And then
She goes into the barn. Then the
denouement. She follows him into the barn. He goes walking all slowly.
Yeah.
Black Phillip.
Which he was never slow. The rest of him jumping around like an idiot.
And watch your tongue, dude. Black Phillip's listening. Oh. You can call him an idiot.
Friends.
It's all right. You're just joshing. Then she followed him into the barn and then he started talking to her.
Yeah, and he heard an actual voice. You know, it was
a voice
with the butter.
Do you see? Yeah. Exactly. Dost thou and the way, see a paper before thee?
Yeah, and they wanted her to sign the book, and
she did too, because she didn't know how to write her name, and he said he'd guide her hand.
Oh, right.
And then all of a sudden, he steps into the frame, and he ain't a goat no more.
Right, and he's like full. You know, almost looks like a pirate.
Yeah, outfit. He's like whatever a rich person of that time would wear. You know, the clothing of the time, but like big leather gloves that like come all the way up his arm.
Musketeer almost.
Right, he looked like a musketeer. You couldn't really see all of him.
No.
You could see his outfit.
Saw his face a little bit.
And then what did he tell her to do? To take off her fucking clothes and get naked? Yep. She did.
Yep. She had no, what else she have? I mean, why not?
And then.
Her family all just died.
You know
died.
What's so wild is the only thing that he had to bribe her with? Was clothes and butter. That's all it took.
Yeah.
Because she had nothing. Imagine bribing a woman of today with clothes and butter. You know what I mean? So that's all she fucking needed. And then she walks out. This is my favorite fucking thing ever, dude. She takes her long walk into the woods naked, as we've previously said. And there's 8 or 10 other witches dancing around the fire naked.
I think it was 4.
All right. Those 4. And... you know, another interesting thing about that, and I'm going to tip my hat to, what's that stupid fucking Rob Zombie movie I don't like?
Ooh, how many? There's different.
No, ones. The goddamn one with the weird Satan baby thing.
Oh.
What the hell's the name of that movie?
The Salem, Witches of Salem.
Exactly. The thing about the Witches of Salem that I did like. As in the opening scene, there's a bunch of naked witches and shit. Mm-hmm. And he resisted using a bunch of hot chicks.
Right.
Because they wouldn't all be hot chicks. Maybe some of them would, and maybe some of them would just be normal women. Same with these women dancing out in the woods. Mm-hmm. One of them looked like she was maybe like 40 and fairly fit, and a couple of them looked like they were like 70.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were just all different body shapes and different kinds of people, which made it feel all the more accurate to me.
Right.
And they're dancing around. Like witches do, like violently, like African anteater ritual.
Hey, it's the African anteater ritual.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I totally know what you're talking about.
And then they start fucking floating. And it's brutal, man. They start floating. And it's the music, by the way, in that scene in particular, the music is really unbelievably compelling. And then what's so crazy is they cut to Thomason. And she starts floating, right? We can see that she's floating. And she smiles, and I realize it's the first time she smiled.
None of them smiled in the whole movie.
We watched 2 hours of this girl's life, and she has never smiled.
Yep.
But Satan made her smile.
So hail Satan, and have a lovely afternoon, madam.
Of course he did.
Good old Satan. But that's it, though, man. We didn't mention the music or lack thereof, and that's what I thought was interesting about this movie, too. It's only really used to, like, accent emotion. You know what I mean? There's not sort of a soundtrack the whole time, you know?
It's just violent violin. And it's
just kind of stings when things happen or like when the kids...
It's really cool.
Yeah. It's just so fucking good, man. And it's so rewatchable.
Yep.
I've had to have seen it. I definitely have seen it more than 10 times. Definitely.
Yeah, I've seen about 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been out for, what, 9 years? So we've seen it more than once a year.
Yeah.
I know I did because I probably watched it 3 or 4 times the first month I got it. Like, I was obsessed with it. And I also bought it. That's another one. Hereditary is another one where I had heard so many good things about it. I bought it having never seen it before. I didn't rent it and then buy it. I'm like, fuck it, I'm buying this thing. And man, am I glad. Hereditary was fucking great.
Like,
man.
All those A24 movies. It's almost all of them are
good. Yeah, they don't really miss, man.
Midsummer.
Yeah, cool. And then you got A24 and then that Blumhouse or Bloomhouse. I don't know how to pronounce that. Is it sure. Bloom? They're really good. Neon's pretty good.
Yeah.
Neon's got some good stuff.
Let's get the Long Legs movie.
It's funny because, oh yeah, it's funny because it's like we're talking about like Vestron and New Line Cinemas and Full Moon Pictures and shit. But I mean, and what's interesting, okay, so then that's Robert Eggers. And then he follows up that with The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
It's pretty much a Cthulhu movie.
Yeah. And it's also, it's another one that could almost pretty much be done in a cave. I mean, a cave. As a play, because the whole thing more or less takes place in one room aside from little other pieces.
Yeah.
And then did he do that Norseman? Was that him?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Which is also Anna Taylor-Joy was in that.
Right. And I like that one. I don't love it, but I like it. But I'm really excited about Nosferatu coming out in December.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which they said for him, it's sort of like a dream come true passion. What is that?
I don't know. Some weird.
We're being invaded.
Buzzing sound.
Some kind of for him, it's sort of like a passion project because that's like one of his favorite movies. It's basically the movie he's wanted to make his whole life.
Yep.
And now he's to the point where he can. And
I think he'll do all right.
I think it's going to be great. And you know what's exciting about that movie? In addition to the fact that Skarsgård is playing Count Orlok or whatever. Is that Willem Dafoe's in it. And it's the second time Willem Dafoe has been in a movie about Nosferatu. Because he was in Shadow of a Vampire with Malkovich.
Yep.
And he played the monster in that one.
Right.
And in this one, he's playing, I guess, sort of the Van Helsing character or whatever. I'm not really terribly familiar with the Nosferatu story enough to name names correctly. The guy's name isn't Van Helsing in it, I'm sure.
No.
But he's a Van Helsing type character, right?
Yes.
Man, as much as I like Keanu Reeves, he fucked up Bram Stoker's Dracula so bad.
Yeah, it's still one of my favorite movies. It was a bad acting.
He's so bad in it, and everybody else is so amazing in it. One of my favorite things about that movie is
Winona Ryder.
Well, yeah, especially at the time I had a little thing. Frankly, I liked Lucy better.
Well, yeah,
Lucy was all slutty, and
even when she was a vampire.
Even when she was a vampire, you know, I have her head in my house.
Yeah.
Her severed head, yeah.
Full size?
Yeah. I got it for Christmas 1 year. And I felt like the kid from Nightmare Before Christmas, because I opened up a box and pulled out a head, and I was all excited on Christmas Day.
Wow.
But no, they...
A bite off you.
No, it's mine. You can come over and look at her. You can kiss her. No, I really like Tom Waits as Renfield.
The master will come, and he has promised to make me immortal.
Yeah.
He was spectacular in that role.
Very good.
And that other guy, I don't know his name. He was a character actor at the time. He's been in a bunch of stuff, but he played the doctor that was servicing Renfield. He was also a junkie.
Yeah.
He was shooting up a little bit, and he had the hots for Mina, too, like everybody fucking did. All those guys were courting her. Yeah.
The one guy that was in Saw.
I want to play a game.
Oh, yeah. He was another court. He was her fiance, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then... And obviously Gary Oldman, Jesus Christ.
Anthony Hopkins,
of course, but Gary Oldman's so goddamn good. I read an interesting meme once that said, wouldn't it be funny if one day you woke up and it turned out you were really Gary Oldman playing a role that you didn't, that's just how good he is. Your whole life has just existed in his performance.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that sure would be, but what do you have to say about The Witch, Jimmy?
It's good.
Do you love it?
Yes. I mean, it's best movie past 10 years.
It's so fucking good, man.
And the Puritan thing with it, there was always an old wise lady in the village. They kept her in the corner somewhere. But yeah. If you need healed, go to her. But anything goes wrong, it's her fault. That always started the whole witch folklore.
You're right. There's no winning that one. No. It's what they say, if I do something good, nobody remembers. And if I do something bad, nobody forgets.
Right.
Those poor witches.
Which, I mean, that's all the basis of the current, like the modern Wiccan religion or movement or whatever you want to call it.
Do what you will, as long as you don't hurt anyone kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the motto?
Yeah. That's their, yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm fine with that. Sure. If you're not hurting anyone, who the fuck, do what you want.
But it's all based on, all religions have that kind of
idea. I mean, not really.
Well, hail Satan.
Yeah, there's a list of fucking rules that you have to goddamn do in every
Even the rules. Satanism has their rules. And
Satanism's so corny and great. You're not a member of the Satanic Church, right?
I am not.
Uh-huh. He's giving me a weird look, folks.
I don't have a card, no.
You're not a card-carrying member?
No.
I mean,
no, they've become almost a protest group.
That's all they really are now. Yeah. It's more like a movement.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I love the old 60s ones when it's basically just fat old white men who wanted naked girls in their house.
Anton LaVey.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of like fat old people standing around and like some hot young naked girl there that they all basically rape.
Another reason they wanted to have parties and do drugs. And
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically like an ugly version of Eyes Wide Shut. Not that everyone in Eyes Wide Shut was attractive. I mean, the girl was, but I mean, all the other people were like fucking Sidney Pollack.
Yeah.
And politicians and shit. That's a really good movie.
It is.
Stanley Kubrick, man. All right, so more. I get yelled at because I don't let you talk enough, so I'm asking you more questions about the witch. Everybody I talk to.
What do you want to know?
I don't know what else do you think about it.
No, it's the feel of the movie is just good. It's creepy, but not. It's just very. It's
genuine, isn't it?
The lenses they used to film this was 1940s lenses. They used old lenses.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. I like that stuff. Get
the authentic kind of look.
I like that kind of stuff. But you're right. The atmosphere, right from the fucking jump. It's both what you said and both what they said in the trailer. That you feel like you're watching something that maybe you're not supposed to be a part of, or it's just so genuine and authentic. And
it was very intimate within the family. That was it. There was just that family. And
the whole goddamn movie, really, is just that family.
Yeah.
And Black Phillip.
Yeah.
So what's the other twin's name? It's Mercy and something else. I'm going to look them up while you keep talking about this movie.
Mercy and little asshole.
Was it? Oh, mercy, mercy me. Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Let's see. Robert Eggers. Oh, isn't he the best? He is. Caleb. The dad's name was William, of course.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that make sense? It doesn't even say. Oh, Jonas.
I don't remember hearing
Mercy and name. Jonas. I do. Jonas. Yeah, because she said it with that weird thing.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We just looked at a picture of Jonas and he sucks.
Want to flick him?
Yeah, he deserves a flicking. I'm sitting flicking chickens and I'm looking at the pickings.
Black Phillip.
And suddenly, I'll stop right there. That's a whole limerick. It's really ridiculous. It's from History of the World.
Yeah.
Part one.
They showed that a lot on HBO.
Maybe, I love
maybe a Cinemax. I don't know.
I love Jews in space.
Wir Jews are in space. Wir summen alone, protecting the Hebrew race.
Yeah.
At the end, it was Jews in space and Hitler on ice.
Jeez.
Yeah. Mel Brooks is fucking great. But, all right. So I guess we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
Witch. Oh, man.
If you haven't seen it, we spoiled it for you.
Completely. Scene by scene. I mean, I'm sure we left a lot out. Actually, you know what? Let's go back to that opening scene. It literally starts in the courtroom or whatever it is, the town hall.
Right.
And right off the bat, every costume is right. Everybody's face is right. Like nobody looked like young.
There was something I read with the boys are standing with the men.
Yeah.
It was very separate and how it used to.
Yeah, the women aren't, I think, are even allowed to talk or even sit. I think they have to stand or some shit. And then when they're leaving, like the Native Americans look really authentic. I mean, basically, remember they're like sort of pulling out of the town and they're sort of like Native Americans turning back and looking at them like, what the fuck are these guys
So that
doing?
Scene where they're following the cart.
Yeah, driveway, that's what I mean.
That is the only scene filmed in Maryland.
Really?
For some reason they filmed that in Maryland. I don't know the reason.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where was the outside house
there
scenes?
There were some in Canada.
All right.
Things like that.
Shit, they could have filmed it in Ohio for as much as it looked like.
Pretty much.
But yeah, so right off the bat, it's just absolutely fucking legit from scene one, word one. And it starts as sort of pure as you can with sort of a discussion about worshiping Jesus and then ends with a girl.
It was a little hard to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it ends with a girl's freedom through Satan. What a great story, dude. He's so good. And I read somewhere that he did all of the story and the dialogue from like court records at the time.
Yeah.
So like he took all legitimate speeches and discussions and things and used those to write the script, which took him for years, I imagine. But man, that dude, I don't know anything about him before that.
No. Huh.
Like, you know, he grew up in Wisconsin and he went to
film school. That's his first movie,
man. Wow. I know. I don't really know much. Let's take a look at him real quick while we're talking. Keep the people entertained, Jimmy.
So, how's it going?
Oh, wow, look at him. He's cool looking.
Bet he has a beard.
Yep.
He kind of looks like Caleb. He looks like a couple people. He looks like somebody I know. Robert Eggers is an American filmmaker and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, he did The Northman. Yes, he's three movies in, of which I have seen them all. He's from New York City. Yeah, freaking NYC, man. The family moved to New Hampshire when his stepfather became the provost at University of New Hampshire. What does that mean? Like the dean or something? So he was like 6 or 7 when they moved to New Hampshire. He was inspired by his childhood in New England and frequently visited the Plymouth Plantation in Massachusetts while writing his first feature film. Well, there's a surprise. His career began as a designer and director of theater productions of New York before transitioning to working in film. In 2015, Eggers made his directorial debut with the horror film The Witch, based on his own script. So he was born in 83. Dude, he was 28 when he made that movie.
Wow.
No, that's not right. Let me do the math again. Dude, he was 32 when he made that movie. Still, that's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Robert Eggers rules. The Witch rules. Anya Joy Taylor. Taylor Joy, whatever.
Taylor Joy.
She's pretty cool, too. Did you see The Green Knight?
Yes.
That's fun because
about
the dad's
three
in
times.
It. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kid from Hereditary as well?
No.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. Hal Paymon.
I don't know.
I feel like it is. Let's look it up while we're talking and not doing anything else.
Yeah. So, yeah. Paymon.
Yeah, Hal Paymon.
He was quite the demon.
Dev Patel.
That's not him, is it?
He's in Monkey Man.
Oh.
I feel like seeing Monkey Man. Are we supposed to see that?
No.
No?
I'll see if it's free.
All right.
Looked okay.
We're not going out of our way.
Yeah.
No, I guess that's not him. Man, I sure thought it was. It would have been so much more fun if it was. But the Green Knight is the dad from The Witch.
Yeah.
You can't miss that voice.
Yep.
The Kingdom of God. That guy's awesome.
That was a really good movie.
The Green Knight?
Yes.
Yeah, we just watched it for a second time. I'm due for a third, I think.
Yeah, it needs a 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, it was really, really good. All right, kids, that's about do it for this one. We have some requests coming up, right? Because people requested exorcists, and we talked about maybe doing one and three together in like a super exorcist episode.
Because you have to skip two.
Oh God, we got to do two, dude.
Yeah, skip it.
We should sit in my house and watch two. Jeez. The Heretic.
Yeah. That's stupid.
I honestly don't remember anything about it except her being in that room with that light blinking and shit. And
they try to go, you know, find some scientific reason she was, you know, possessed. Yeah, but
Satan.
Yeah.
Hail Paimon.
Pazuzu.
Yeah, him too. All right, guys, we'll talk to you on the next one. I'm Jim. Goodbye.
I am Jim. Bye.